Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, one new humanity. And that one new man has a name. His name is Yeshua in Hebrew, Jesus in English. And this one new man is getting ready to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Ana Mendez-Farrell, is a woman from Mexico that wound up in a mental institution from being involved in New Age and witchcraft, and she was written off. She was finished. She was going to die in that institution, except a man of God went there on a holy assignment, led her to the Lord, prayed for her. Such power came upon her that she could see clearly, she could think clearly, and she saw all the other people that were in the same bondage she was in. And so they went around from patient to patient and prayed for them. Some like 80% of the patients were instantly healed. Even to this day, the head of the mental institution, actually for mental institutions all of Mexico, calls her and says, I've got someone, we're about ready to give them a lobotomy, which means there's no chance of them ever being normal again. That's all we can do to control them. Pray for this person before we do it. And what happens when you pray for these people, Ana?
Well, they got delivered. I mean, there was a woman in a wheelchair with a stroke in her head, and she got totally delivered. Heels start jumping all throughout the hospital. I mean, it was incredible.
Now, Mishpacha, all this week, we've been talking about the revelation that God gave Ana on communion. One of the major missing ingredients of the church today, of the body of Messiah today, is understanding communion. And they did it in the homes. And I'd like you to get some bread and some grape juice or some wine and participate, because we're going to have communion. Tell me some reports you get from people that listen to your CD or read your book, Eat My Flesh, Drink My Blood. What revelation. I mean, I've read lots of books on communion. I've interviewed experts on it, but I've never seen the insights that you have here. How do you have so many insights in communion?
By drinking the blood and eating his flesh, because in the blood is the life, and the life is the light of Christ. And as you drink communion every day, his light enlightens you, and his light fills you with revelation and insight from the supernatural kingdom of God. So that's where I come with all these insights.
She gets the revelation from taking communion. People are getting saved by having their loved ones saved as they're taking communion. People are getting healed. Tell me about one specific person that either listened to your CD or read the book that got healed.
Well, we have a person that was in a coma, and she was not safe. So her sister said, Lord, what am I going to do? The doctors are saying this, my sister just is going to die, and she's not a Christian. What am I going to do? And the Lord says, play the CD of the blood. And she went to play the CD. And the next day, her sister woke up from the coma, totally healed. And the first thing she said is, I want Jesus to be my Savior. I mean, this is a supernatural power, because the blood of Jesus and the power that is released in that CD is so real.
I want you to hear a little bit from that CD, just a little bit from the power of his blood, and then we'll take communion.
Free is in the blood.
Anna, the anointing is so strong in the studio right now. And one of the things I thought about as the music was being played was in your book, you talk about people that progressively get free of sin areas in their life as they participate in communion daily. It's things they struggled with for years, just drop off of them. I wonder if you would lead us in communion now.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we join together with every person that is hearing us. And I bless these elements of the fruit of the vine and the bread that represents your flesh. And Father, let the power of your blood and the power of your flesh to penetrate every person, that you will enlighten every person, that every sin that they are struggling with, it will be cleansed right now, and the power of sin will be destroyed. That every person that is fighting against tormenting spirit, nightmares, fear, all kind of stress and restless nights, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, every demonic force will be cast out of them, Lord. And I call the power, the healing power in your wounds. And I say, as we eat your flesh, Lord, I call that power to penetrate the bodies, to heal every sickness in the name of Jesus. And let us eat from your life, and that your spirit and our spirit will become more and more one spirit, and that the manifestation of a new generation that knows you and manifests you will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let's drink. Let's eat. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you paid in the cross of Calvary. We thank you for your magnificent sacrifice. And we ask you, Lord, that everything that you purchased for us will come to pass in our lives. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Show us how to call our loved ones into the kingdom at this moment.
The Lord has a covenant with you, beloved brother and sister, that your family will be saved, that the people that you're praying for, they are already written in the book of life. And there is an eternal body of Christ that is being formed every day. So as we take communion, Father, we say, we call into the body of Christ, as we are taking this communion today, every person in our family, every person of our beloved ones that is already written in the book of life before the foundation of the world and is to be part of this awesome body of Christ. We call them into the body. We say, come into the body. Let the kingdom of God reach you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And you should be calling their names out right now. Come in, David. Come in, John. Come in.
Come in.
Call them by name. Come into the body in Jesus' name.
Come.
Anna, pray for the, very briefly, pray for the sick, especially people with mental torment right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the powers of darkness, for the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of evil. Right now, I release the power of the blood of Jesus over every person with mental problems, with mental deficiencies, with demonic activity in their minds, in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. Be set free right now. I command these evil forces to leave you right now in the name of Jesus. And the freedom from heaven just enters your body and enters your spirit and your soul and sets you free right now in the name of Jesus.
And as she's praying, people are being physically healed in every area of their... I'm hearing a spine is being healed right now, a back.
Yes, I'm seeing a little child. He's in a terminal condition, and the mother is being praying, and the Lord is literally touching this boy is about 4 or 5 years old, and he's being healed right now by the power of the blood of Jesus right now.
Now, Anna, when you take communion, that's your vitamins.
Those are my vitamins. Those are my medicine. When I feel like a cold or something like that, I don't go to a drugstore and say, oh, this cold medicine is my remedy. I see the power in the blood and I drink and I say, Jesus, your blood is more powerful than any antibiotic. And I take it as the most incredible medicine that is released from heaven. And in this power, every person that has been taking communion, let it be healed right now by the power that is in the blood and the wounds.
But wait till you listen and saturate yourself with this CD, The Power of His Blood. I want you to play this over and over because the anointing is so high on this. And you take communion every day, but take it with knowledge of what you're doing way beyond the way you've been taught, way beyond the tradition that you've had. There's such supernatural insight into this, especially the times we're coming in. That's going to be the best of times for you. We're making this book, Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood, and the CD, The Power of His Blood, available for a donation of $25. Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panav elecha V'chunecha Yisa Adonai Panav elecha Ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.